mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at podcast with Christina P.
So cool. All right. Now, thank you for downloading this episode of Where My Mom's At. Thank you for watching us on YouTube and subscribing. That way you get all the stuff as it drops. Let's do some biz first for you guys. Burbank, November 14th. I'm doing Thursday's Flappers in the Yoo-Hoo Room. It's sort of a residency through the end of the year. And then Seattle and Portland, November 22nd and 23rd. Seattle, I think literally there's like single seats left. Portland, almost gone too. So get your tickets. And then I'm proud to announce, last year I came out as Polly and now I'm bi. And in 2020... the Ride or Die Tour continues January 30th through February 1st in Houston, Tejas at the Houston Improv, March 20th and 21st, Doral, Florida at the Miami Improv, March 26th through 28th, Dallas at the Addison Improv, and then April 3rd through 4th, New York at Caroline's Comedy Club, and then April 24th through 24th, Des Moines, Iowa at the Funny Bone. That's just the first half of the year, and then God knows what'll happen. And you'll be seeing my friend Chase O'Donnell with me on a lot of these dates.
Hello.
Hey.
I honestly, this is the first time I'm seeing this list. And yes. I'm so excited.
Yes.
This will be fun.
This just announced today. So this is very new. Tickets at Christina P. Online if you want to get them in advance. These are clubs, so they're smaller. They're going to sell out faster.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So with me is Chase O'Donnell. You are a very funny stand-up comedian.
Thank you.
You're a You know what I love about you is that you're not a snarky, sarcastic piece of shit like I am. Like, you've got the... there's just light. I just love you.
Well, you said you're going to try to keep that in...
Yes.
Because it might go away, me staying in this business long enough. So, we'll do our best.
100%. I want you to be a sweet lady that you are. Just keep this. So you're also a podcaster. What is your podcast so people know?
Yeah, right now I'm doing a podcast called Generation Gab.
Oh.
Do you get it?
I get it.
Gap.
I got it.
Where we talk about the differences of different generations.
Oh, that's really good. And yeah, you do it with an older person.
Yeah. In his 50s.
Ugh.
So old.
Is that Gen X or
Gen X?
Boomer. Okay.
Gen X.
Wow. That's fantastic. And so what you do is you talk about the differences between millennials and Xers.
Zers, depression babies, greatest generation, baby boomers.
Oh, my gosh. It's fascinating because I didn't feel a generation gap until I turned like 40. And then I was like I really am not dialed in.
I already feel it.
At 28?
With the Gen Zers.
That's so it go X, Z, and then what's after that?
Well, no, Z, millennial, Gen X.
Right, right, right.
Boomers.
And who's before Z?
No one.
No one yet. They're not born yet. So no. My babies are Zers.
They're probably going to be different, but they don't have a name yet.
That's depressing. Just like the alphabet. It's like how they name hurricanes and they're like, we'll just go in alphabetical order.
I don't know what they'll be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is okay. So you've prepared stuff, but first I want to
prepared stuff.
I have stuff to share with my audience before we get into your package.
Sure,
you prepared
sure.
for us. I'm so grateful. I cannot wait to know what's cool. But you guys will notice a couple items to share with the audience here. You'll notice I have a brand new water container. What are these called?
Hydro flask?
Well, this is plastic. I had a hydro flask.
Okay.
The Visco, do you know what a Visco girl is?
Because I listened to your podcast and you talked about it.
Oop.
Now I know.
So this one I got, so I'm potty training my eldest boy, Ellis, and he has a hard time going pee in public.
Mm.
and he had a meltdown at the REI. And I told somebody about that, and they're like, that's so normal. Kids usually freak. So I had to take him to the doctor yesterday, and he's like, I got to go potty. And I'm like, do you want to go pee in the toilet? Nope. And I was like, do you want to pee in a cup? Because that's kind of exciting for boys.
Oh.
And all I had was a hydro flask. So...
Wow.
We're in a parking lot, and my three-year-old pissed in my cool Visco Girl hydro flask, so I had to replace
it. Not like
it.
A regular mom. I'm a cool
mom.
Oh,
my God. I'm a by any means necessary mom. You know what I'm saying? I was like, just piss. I don't fucking care. And I wonder if my husband would have done that, too, because I have a feeling my husband's not as resourceful as I am. Mm-hmm. I'm a survivor. Like, mm-hmm. I'm a cockroach. My DNA is from...
Hungary.
Communism. Yeah, Hungary. World War II. Fuck you, you fucking cocksucker. I'm very hungry. And he would have just been like, oh, Ellis, well, I guess I'll drive you home. You know what I mean? I like that I...
You would have... Well, yeah. I did mention I'm a... Well, before we started recording, I babysit quite a bit.
That's right.
And I just let the boys pee on the cement or pavement. Or I open the door, the car door, and they pee behind it.
Oh!
That's happened many times. So I
really?
Maybe I'm right there with you. But okay. I've never done a hydro flask.
Okay, see, maybe I, yeah, because I thought, I was like, gosh, I don't want to start a bad habit of, like, if you have to urinate, just whip it out in the parking lot. Whip out your dick in a park, yeah. in the grocery store. Yeah. I want to, like, at least try to be a little.
That's better.
Is it?
Yeah, that's much better.
Is it? But, Dove, you're telling me boys love peeing outside.
Yeah, they love it.
They. You do, too, right? Like, are you,
yeah,
do you still do it?
I still do, yeah. If I can get away with it, I'll do it.
Girls just don't have that luxury.
I do. I did.
Oh,
except
did?
The last time I peed, I used to do it all the time, especially in college. The last time I did it was Halloween 1998, and I was wearing a genie costume for Halloween.
Uh-huh.
This is about 40 pounds lighter. And we were in the Castro, and it was like 2 in the morning, and there's no cabs home. It's freezing. And I pulled down my genie costume to go pee in... the side of the street, like where the curb is, and I pissed and I pulled up everything and it had sewage and sludge like that I had leaned into and it was all on my costume. And I had to walk home from the Castro in sludge covered piss genie costume. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't do this one anymore.
Not the last time you did it.
Well, I'm sure I peed outside.
Kick me outside.
How about that,
it?
Motherfucker? Have you pooped outside?
No.
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 Like, oh,
have you?
No.
No.
Thankfully, I've sharted on planes. And little boys shart. Have you had to clean up many sharts as a babysitter?
Well, one of the boys I babysat, he just walked into the kitchen and pulled down his pants and pooed on the welcome mat. So I had to clean it up like it was a dog.
Yeah. Yeah. I just cleaned up a shart from my boy today. He had diarrhea. And I don't care. Poo doesn't get me. But this is so funny. I just got this email. And then we'll get into Chase's keynote presentation that she's provided. I got this. This is so apropos of last night. I have a question for Mommy Christina. I also have emetophobia. And to be honest, it makes me wonder if I should have kids at all. So emetophobia is a fear of vomiting. Not so much about vomiting while pregnant, but having vomiting kids that want me to comfort them and also having to clean up vomit. How do you deal with that? Thanks, Mommy. Reagan from Texas. Well, Reagan... I had my first run-in with that last night, my older son, Ellis. So my baby's got the croup, and then the older one has an ear infection and was vomiting about 3 or 4 times last night.
Oh, no, and you're an emetophobia. What is it?
Emetophobe.
You're an emetophobe.
Not an emetophobe. And my husband was home, thank God, so he cleaned up a lot of it. But I got it, like, it's rough. I had to pop half a Xanny just to take down the edge. But I did, you know what I did? I did hypnotherapy, and that helped.
Last night?
No, like a year ago. No, I was pregnant, and I did it because I was having, like, anxiety. Because once you, so for this person, okay, guys, if you're listening, you're afraid of puke on a severe level, go to a hypnotherapist. Because what it is you're associating something that doesn't exist with vomiting. Like, you're making more of a meaning to it than needs to be, is what basically... It's just a body function. It shouldn't have meaning, right? Like, are you afraid of vomiting?
No.
No. I mean, it's unpleasant, but you don't have a...
Well, for me, once you vomit, you always feel better.
Right.
I know you...
Right.
I've learned so much listening to your podcast. You don't like to throw up. But I don't like it when other people throw up.
Yeah.
That is disgusting to me. So I don't know how I would do.
It was so smelly. So he puked all over his crib and everything. But here's the deal is that you love your children so much that your love for them overcomes any ookiness that you have ever. Like he can barf on me, piss on me, beat me. He can do everything on me and I'll still love him.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's love. It's really interesting. And I never felt love like this before my children. Like you think you know what love is. Like you get married, you have pets, and then you have a child and you're like, this is like, it is.
That's what my mom says.
Yeah. About you?
About me. Yeah.
What does she say to you?
That you don't know love until you have a kid.
Yeah. It's boundless. Like women lift trucks and shit to get their babies out from it. It's like primal.
But then being a babysitter and I've had a baby throw up on me.
Yeah.
It's not the same love. I'm just fed up.
It is not the same love. It is not at all. No. Anyway. We're getting through it.
So advice to her is go to hypnotherapy.
Yeah, you know what? You just have to get your mind right because what people want when they email me this shit is for me to go, don't do anything. You'll be fine. And that's not true. You have to go to therapy. You have to go to hypnotherapy, whatever the fuck it is. And then you have to get Xanax from a psychiatrist. Pop half of that. You know what I'm saying? 10 milligrams of Lexapro a day. Yeah. Drink wine. It's fine. It's just you have to do so much to get over it. It's just the truth of it. But I did all of it. And it was okay. Last night was surprisingly okay. I'm okay. I lived. My kids are it's fine. It's all going to be. By this time next week, it's going to be a distant memory. And there you go. Okay. So I am so excited to have Chase O'Donnell here with me because she's the resident millennial. She's 28 years old. What year is that? That year? I can't do math. What year were you born?
91.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm like
91.
A younger millennial because I have a lot of Gen Z friends. Like half of people in their 20s right now are Gen Z and half are millennials. Okay. So I'm a younger millennial.
So you're a younger
millennial. I'm still hip.
You're still cool.
I'm still hip and fun. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I was a fully formed person by 1991.
Really?
Yeah, I was like 14, I think.
Oh.
It was a shit year for music.
Oh.
I didn't like the 90s. Everyone was like, it fucking suck.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Well,
but anyway.
I'll be showing you what's hip now.
I can't wait. Okay, so I have lost touch. I think when you hit 40, officially you're in a generation. You're officially in a generation gap. Okay, so this is your millennial's guide to what's cool right now.
Yeah. You asked me to come on and give moms like what's hip, what's up. So this is what I'm providing for you.
She writes, dedicated to moms who don't have time to keep up with what's up, which is so true. And that's why I feel so lame because I'm housebound most of the time. All I know is TikTok because it's on my phone.
Which is very popular.
Okay, so let's get into it.
And
go
you're
going
to know a lot of this stuff, I think. So could we just go to the next slide? Music. Oh, oh. This is just do you know what a few of,
okay.
Do you know some of these?
I know Billie Eilish.
Of course.
I'm a huge fan. Now the one on the upper I've seen it before. It's a Marshmello ad.
Well, and his name's Marshmello.
Oh,
so that's really good.
Okay.
He's a DJ.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of knew that guy. The top middle. Is that the Pixies? Oh.
The Pixies.
Is that the Pixies? Is that Modest Mouse?
No.
Is that...
oh, my God!
I'm fucking... I'm so lame. I really... Hold on. Let me think it through.
It's three gentlemen, for those that can't see. Huge crowd going wild. Brown hair. Cool. Fun.
Okay. Is this Ben Folds 5? Is this Nirvana? Okay, I really don't know who it is.
I'm shocked you don't know this.
I don't know.
That's the Jonas Brothers.
Oh!
And they are back. Back.
See, I thought they were 12 years old.
They were when they started. Oh. Now they had a long break and they are back and more popular than ever.
And are they good?
Amazing.
Really?
I've been to 4 Jonas Brothers concerts, so maybe I'm biased. But I think they're back and in full swing. Nadav, am I right?
I think you're cooler than me. I know that I know that they reunited, but I didn't know that everyone was into it.
Okay, everyone's into it.
Now, first of all, for the sound booth, how old are these guys in here?
Yeah.
How old are you guys?
Are you guys millennials?
Yeah, I'm 31.
Millennial.
Any? Okay. Yeah, everyone here is a millennial.
Any is 20.
Yeah, 28. Okay.
91 boys. Oh my God. I graduated college. Wait, 94 was my high school graduation year. Oh, wow. That's so embarrassing. Okay. Do you guys remember when Kurt Cobain died? No.
No.
You weren't even born. Okay. Do you remember when Challenger exploded?
No.
No. Okay. Chris, how old is Chris?
Chris is 28 also. Do you guys remember 9/11?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Cool, cool,
we
cool,
remember.
Cool.
How old were you in
fifth grade? But it stuck. It stuck. That's when you don't forget.
Oh, I know. Okay. I was 25. Okay. Okay.
Wow,
all right. Okay. So let's keep moving. Now the guy on the right. Oh, okay. Hold on. Hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a, he's, it's all pink. He, this is a shot from his music video. One of his most popular.
Is it Chance the Rapper?
No, but that's a very relevant popular
guess. But because I'm just spinning out what I've heard. Okay, is it Ben something?
Start, can I give you the letter it starts
go ahead,
with?
Go
K.
Ahead.
Starts with a K.
DJ Khaled?
Oh, Khalid.
Yeah, is that Khalid?
Yeah, that's
Khalid?
Is it Khalid or Khalid?
Millennials in the booth?
I'll have any take this over.
It's Khalid.
Khalid.
Yeah. Khalid, yeah. That's Khalid. DJ Khalid?
I don't
know.
No,
not
Khalid.
DJ Khalid. It's just Khalid. DJ Khaled is a Middle Eastern dude.
Oh, DJ Khaled,
wait,
someone else.
That's
okay.
What I'm saying, because there's a guy on Instagram I follow who's DJ Khaled, and that's different than Khalid.
Khalid, yeah, he's a huge pop star. He's huge. Yeah.
He's huge. Okay, so this guy. Whew, okay, bottom left. Is this Weezer? I don't know who these nerds are. I'm kind of out of touch with like white mopey guy. Is this white mopey
this
guy
This is
shit?
Actually bonus points. I have a, I okay. mean, we'll get to the next slide in a couple where I say this is a bonus point if you know it. But it's the 1975.
I was born in 76.
they're not from 1975.
Clearly, no.
But
they're called the 1975. Mm-hmm. That's
and
a
they're
good
real,
name.
Like, if you're cool, you know the 1975.
And what does their music sound? Are they like?
We've got a link. We can move on to the next slide.
Do they go, get yourself together, like that song, shake, shake,
no,
shake, shake, shake. I
very alternative.
Oh, okay, I like alternative.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, let's just go to the next.
I like Billie Eilish. Do you like her?
Love.
She's great.
Love her.
Now, can I ask you one question, millennial, about her? Mm-hmm. She sings that song, I'm the tough guy, and I've been
really
a puff guy. Yeah, but she's not a guy. And you know that song too, where she's like,
she's not.
Right, but is she non-binary? Because she also sings things like. No, literally, because she'll be like, you know that song where she's like, it gets slow and she's like, doom, doom. She's like, I know, she's a, because you're wearing my cologne,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But she doesn't wear a cologne, she's a girl. So I'm confused. Is she a non-binary millennial?
I thought she says, because I'm wearing your cologne.
Because I'm wearing your cologne.
I never put that together. I don't think she is, but it is 2019. Very
right.
Well could be.
Okay, but she's heterosexual or homosexual?
I don't know.
We don't know? The millennials
I
don't
haven't
know.
Looked into that.
I
bet the top super Gen Z fans know.
What her sexual orientation.
Yeah, I'm sure, but I haven't seen her with a guy or girl or anything.
Right, and she dresses really masculine.
Really tomboy, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Do you guys know what Billie Eilish's sexual orientation is in the booth?
No.
Okay, well...
I think I've heard her talk about being into boys.
Okay, okay.
I think I've heard that.
Okay. She dresses like a boy. You wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm. I think we're stuck on this slide. Is it? Oh, okay. Okay, so if you see, that wasn't even part of the presentation. It was just pictures.
Okay.
These are who's really hip.
Gotcha.
Ariana Grande, hugest of them all.
No, I don't know any of her music. I've seen
You're
her on
joking.
Instagram. I don't know a fuck, not one song. You couldn't,
if
you
I
put a gun to my children's head, I would not name a tune.
I'm shocked.
Sing, how do you do it?
Thank you, next.
Nope.
Thank you, next.
Nope.
And that was like the biggest song.
What year?
Of 2018.
Yeah, I had a baby.
Beginning of 2019.
Yeah. I had a baby.
Huge. Okay. She got paid more than Beyonce at Coachella.
What?
She's the biggest star right
well,
now.
Well, that is wrong because I saw the Netflix documentary about Beyonce doing her cheerleading thing. She had fucking dancers. Bey had a baby that year. She got into shape to do that shit.
She got paid more.
That is bullshit, dude.
I know. She's up and she's the one.
Boo.
And Billie Eilish is right there with
her. Love her.
I think Billie Eilish is the face of 2019.
I agree. I'd agree with that assessment.
Do you know Lizzo?
Okay, hold on. I do. She's on TikTok. Her music is popular on TikTok. There's a song. Okay. Ready? Yeah. Just had a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100%.
Yes.
And then people on TikTok, they plug in whatever, Russian.
Oh.
Or 100%. Trash. And
TikTok's so fun.
It's the only reason I know that song.
Yeah, that's Lizzo. She's really popular right now because she's just super real. She she just embraces her appearance and all about loving yourself. So
that's good. And is she fat or trans or is there something besides white and blonde? Is she special?
She's black.
Oh, she's black. I didn't even know that.
And fat.
She's black and fat.
Is that rude of me to say?
No, because in this era it seems like it's very boring.
She embraces it. She loves her body.
Being fat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
She loves it.
That's a good message to
mirror,
people.
Mirror on the wall, don't tell me I'm cute because I know something like that. She knows.
I don't agree with that. Oh yeah,
here
she's
she
fat.
Is.
Oh, that's why people like. And she sings, "I'm 100% bad bitch."
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think it's good to celebrate fatness. I don't. I'm gonna put it out there. I'm gonna tell you right now. I know this is the whole accept everything about everybody age. It's not a good idea to be overweight. It just isn't. It's not healthy. I'm not saying she's not a pretty girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's very pretty. She's very talented. But I'm not into being fat. I don't think it's good. Sorry.
It's okay.
So the Jonas Brothers, they're drawn like Beavis and Butthead. The one on the right looks like Beavis.
Well, I went with the all cartoon theme here. That was the only one I could find with a
look at these
then.
Fucking nerds. These Jonas Brothers.
So they're really cool now. They were at the Hollywood Bowl on Sunday. Like, they are cool.
Did they do drugs?
No.
Did they get laid?
They're all married.
Oh,
all married
nerds. And they're like 20 something.
Joe Jonas is married to one of the girls on Game of Thrones, so that really made him even cooler.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. But they dress like dorks. They're not cool.
That's cool.
The thing. Okay, let me ask you this. Do these people have vices, these rock and roll? I know Cardi B's dope. I like her.
Cardi B's super popular.
She's super
right
popular.
Now. No, Jonas Brothers don't. Their whole thing is that they're like good guys.
Now, how do I get my children to like
Jonas Brothers?
Yeah. What did your parents do that made you think that's cool?
I was obsessed with Disney Channel.
That's what I have to do.
And they were on Disney Channel.
I gotcha.
I tell ya. See, I don't know if this booth in here,
these
that's
derelicts.
Maybe why they didn't go to 4 Jonas Brothers concerts. There's a crowd that really likes them. Anyway, Shawn Mendes really big right now, and
now,
then they're back to Korea.
Shawn Mendes, he's a singer too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait, not about you. Never.
Nope.
Okay.
Not a lick.
On the radio every day.
Now, I will tell you what's not even a click. Nope, no clue. I will tell you what's the common thread between all of today's music, or at least it looks, they're all pretty squeaky clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, I besides Cardi, who's a fucking
and Billie Eilish
dope.
Isn't. She's like all about
does
like
drugs and stuff.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, she's dark.
She's dark. I love. That's why I'm into it. I'm really into Billie. She's real weird. But this Ariana, yeah, she's like, I'm cute. Jonas are kind of Christian. Lizzo, she seems cool. But I don't know. Shawn Mendes looks like a fucking.
But see,
Mormon.
I'm showing you mainstream. If we go
okay.
to the next
oh, okay,
slide,
okay. And Khalid, of course, you know he looks fucking cool as shit. Is he good? Does he make good
He's
music?
He's great.
Okay.
These are the bonus points
okay.
here. These aren't the squeaky clean artists. We've got the 1975 Marshmello. Is it Bozzy or Bazzy? I have to interview some people for these because I'm more mainstream.
Yeah.
Logic. Mm. Kacey Musgraves she's clean. She's country. Boy Pablo.
Oh my
and then
God.
Truly the Coachella. Anyone who is at Coachella,
is
that you
cool.
know they're cool. Yeah. That's how you know.
And that, do you go to Coachella?
I've well This is going to be a shocker because I'm very cool. I've never been.
Wow.
That's unheard of for my generation.
Right. And I hear it's a big deal. You have to get your outfit together.
Oh, yeah. But I was a theater major. Every year in college, I was in rehearsals when it came around. And then I've always been in a show or so. I've been like in rehearsals since.
You're just busy.
I'm busy.
You've been in showbiz since you were two.
Been in showbiz my whole
life.
Yeah,
you've been dancing since you were two. You're very talented.
Yeah, but that wasn't like, I probably could have gone to Coachella. I could have made
two.
The time at two. Yeah. But
okay.
And I just made a side note here. If you don't listen to it on Spotify, I don't know what you're doing. Like, that's where you listen to the music.
Well, I must say, Chase, is that Spotify is very frustrating for me because for some reason I want to listen to stuff and then it'll play something else. Is this because I'm not paying to be on it?
Yeah.
I have to fucking pay?
Yeah. The cool kids pay.
But I have Apple Music, which is the same.
It's cooler to do Spotify.
Oh, okay.
Just if you want to be cool, you get that one.
Got you. Okay.
You
all
just
right.
Switch over.
I got you. Okay. Back to the show.
All right. Next slide. TV
oh,
shows.
Shit.
Okay. No, this one's easy. This
all
one,
right.
I kept it simple.
Okay.
Okay. What are the cool kids watching? Honestly, if it's on Netflix, it's relevant.
All right, I'm on there.
If it's on there, it's great. But Euphoria at this moment is all the talk.
And what is that?
I put a description here. So Euphoria follows the troubled life of a 17-year-old Rue, a drug addict fresh from rehab with no plans to stay clean.
Oh.
She's dark like Billy.
I like dark.
Yeah. As her and her classmates struggle to make sense of their futures, the series tackles the teenage landscape of substance-enhanced parties and anxiety-ridden day-to-day life with empathy and candor.
See, I relate to this because Gen X was all about anxiety, substance-enhanced parties, and hating your parents and kind of sticking it to the man.
Yeah, it's a very dark show.
Oh,
but
I like
it's
that.
Very representative of Gen Z. There's a transgender character, like very inclusive.
This inclusion stuff, I gotta say, I don't know if it's is it indicative of real life or are we forcing a template that's just not always there?
Catch me outside. How about that?
I mean, how many transgender friends do you have, truly?
I don't have, could we call Chaz Bono my friend?
Is she?
He.
Sorry.
No, well, I worked with him on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and he tried to set me up with his friend, I feel like.
That's a friend.
And then my sister's roommate in college is now, he was a guy and now he's a woman.
Wow. Now, Chaz is actually really a handsome man. I would actually date Chaz.
Would you pull up a photo for Christina?
I do love him. He's because he's my type. He's got a good beard and he's kind of husky. And I like husky. I like husky bears. And I think he looks great as a husky bear. Yeah. See, he's super cute. I would actually date Chaz. I like him. Ah, look how handsome.
You know
look
what?
At that beard
you have a type.
I know.
Because that's like Tom.
Tom looks like Chaz. I think I just heard the snap of my husband hanging himself. Was that the rope snapping? Sorry, Tommy.
All right, fun. So
he's cute, but he's cute. He looks better as a guy than he does as a woman. I'd say that he made the right choice. Good, good.
Yeah, so that's like Euphoria is
okay.
Talking
I like it.
About this stuff.
I and like it. I
now,
like it.
The other shows that are really cool, like the young kids are watching them still, Friends, The Office, Seinfeld. If it's a 90s show, like
right, it's coming
it's
back.
Like, oh, you're cool if you watch those.
Right, like just like the Golden Girls is kind of a thing or was a thing where everybody was like, stay golden, I love the Golden Girls. Like, bitch, that shit was dope in the 80s. I want to say like a few years ago, watching the Golden Girls became like
I've never
a cool.
Watched it.
Well, I'm cool. But I have to say, so Friends in the 90s, when that was airing live, mm-hmm. I did live with like five other people in San Francisco. I lived in the kitchen at one point, slept on a futon in college. And was it Thursday night? Everybody would congregate
really?
And watch Friends. Now, I thought it was lame AF and I would just chain smoke and get drunk.
Okay.
But I like to hang out with my roommates.
It brought everyone together.
It did. It was unifying.
That's The Bachelor for today.
I like The Bachelor.
Do you?
I'm starting
to... I didn't strike you as a Bachelor fan.
Well, here's why. Okay. It is a four-hour commitment every GD episode, and I just don't have that kind of time.
Yeah.
It needs to move faster. I don't like that they repeat and the packages take so long.
Mm-hmm. But it does bring everyone together. You can always have a conversation at any moment with somebody that watches. Like when we went to Nashville.
Yeah.
The manager, we were talking for what? 45 minutes about The Bachelor?
Bachelor Nation.
Just like that, your best friends.
You went to a taping of The Bachelor.
Thank you for bringing that up. I went to a taping. I was perhaps the star of the taping.
Is that right?
Did you not see?
Well, I just saw that you're still, you put on the gram.
Yeah. London was there too, my sister. We were in possibly every shot that they cut to the audience. I've never received more text messages in my life.
What?
Which just proves how many people watch The Bachelor.
Yeah, well, why do you think that is? Because you two are dynamic.
Well, I'm a theater. I was a theater major.
Right.
So I told London, I said, London, the cameras, the cameras go on us. You're pizzazzed. What? So we went for it. Yeah. We knew when the cameras were on us. But then, like, I watched back and I was like, oh, like, they caught me crying. Like, there were times where I didn't even know.
Wow.
I didn't even know the camera was on me. I'm just so invested in the show.
You're so moved by The Bachelor.
Oh, I'm invested. Yeah.
Now, do you watch The Masked Singer?
I've seen a clip of it on YouTube. I do not watch that
show.
Well,
our good friend Dr. Drew was on it recently. And he was the eagle. And that audience is so jazzed.
Really?
It's like they must have had somebody being like, get pumped. No, get really pumped. Because everybody was like, motherfucking why are you so pumped?
You've been to a taping of a show before,
They
right?
have people that get you hyped.
Well, they do shots of the audience first. They just do like 30 minutes of like, all right, everybody's hyper. Yeah. Everyone's sad. Yeah. But like I did, watching it back, I was like, oh, I can see why they chose London and I. Because you look around and people, not everyone's
diverse,
a theater major.
You're transgender.
Yeah, it's like
you're
they're smiling.
Multicultural. Yeah.
We were going.
That's
for
what
it.
I'm saying. Diversity. Okay. So Friends, always. I mean, sorry. What's this shit on the right? Seinfeld. Huge 90s show.
Yeah. And it's like cool if you watch it still. Like,
course.
Yeah.
Well, it's always a good show. And then Office. The Office. Good. I got into the British one. Not so much the American.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I'm very cultured.
Yeah. That's...
Okay. Let's go to next. This is good. Throwbacks are always cool.
What I didn't put in here is Grey's Anatomy. Is really big right now.
Still.
Huge for the younger kids.
Still.
As I said, I've interviewed a lot of people for this, and everyone I talked to said Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
Yeah, we can move on.
Okay.
Oh, we're on to fashion. Okay. Fashion. What you see here, very in right now, is leopard print.
Wow.
Bike shorts. The long bike shorts are back.
That is a no
and
for me.
Fanny packs are actually called belt bags.
Belt bag. And they wear them now, I saw, across their chest as opposed to...
You see it?
Yes, that's a huge bag. That's cool.
It's a belt
I like
bag.
That.
And they all wear it with dad shoes. Those yes. white yeah. shoes. Or Air Force Ones are really big. So that's kind of like what's in.
Oh, wow. So my friend Ella Klein, who is a fashion designer, Teddy Fresh, she wears dad shoes. And they look so horrible, but she makes them cool. And she'll go and we'll go shopping together, and she will buy the worst dad shoes, like neon yellow,
really?
Pink. Yeah, but she rocks them. So
I've only seen white, really. And I don't have a pair, but I really want a pair because you see them all over. And that's like what
dad shoes.
That's what you wear.
But then you got to keep them clean. That's always the struggle.
Yeah.
You can't walk around dirty white shoes.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, I know. Shit.
You know fashion. And then if you at the bottom, what I put here is, did you know... everything's bought online now. So
yes.
Fashion Nova, Pretty Little Thing, ASOS, Princess Polly. These are where the kids go to shop.
Okay, so I will stay off of these sites because none of this will fit. Gotcha.
But if you want to go to a store, Zara, H&M, Urban Outfitters, still very cool.
Oh my God, yeah. Not for me. Not for, if you've had children, Zara, I can get one tit into one half of a top, and then oh my God, Urban Outfitters, never. I could not fit in any of that shit anywhere. Okay. Depressed. Next one.
Beautiful. That's all for fashion.
Yeah.
Party. Christina, you're going to a party. There's going to be lots of Gen Z's, young 20s there. They're all going to have a Jewel. They're all going to be drinking a White Claw.
A Jewel? What's a jewel?
That really.
What's a jewel?
That's so exciting. It's
what the fuck is a jewel?
It's a vape.
No, I hear that's bad for the
kids. It is, and the kids don't care. They know. They've seen the studies.
Yeah.
I've interviewed a 21-year-old girl, my friend's sister. I said, what do you think about this whole vape thing? She said, we don't care.
What?
We don't
now,
care.
Now, I did not like
do
the millennials.
She has a belt bag on with her.
Yes.
With her vape.
Let me
so
tell you
cool.
something. I have a new respect for the Gen Z and the millennials because Gen Xers, we smoked cigarettes and we were the same way. We were like, stick it to the man. I don't care what they say. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hurt myself anyways. And mm-hmm. I like this ethic. This is rebellion. This yeah. is what changes the world is this F you. I'm going to do it. I like yeah. that. I'll tell you what I do okay. like about this generation is they're very DIY and they're very proactive. I'm serious. That's a wonderful thing. They're not status quo. Mm-hmm. So that's good. Okay, good. Jewel.
And did you know what a white Jewel. Claw was?
I've seen that somewhere. Is it like a Zima from the 90s and they add?
I don't know what a Zima
so
is.
So Zima was, it was a malt liquor. Oh. And it was clear, and it was all the rage the first year I went to college in 1994. And I drank a sixer of Zima
well,
every
White
Friday.
White Claw is just like a mixed drink in a can.
The same shit, yeah.
That's Zima? Okay,
but what's the primary alcoholic component?
I think vodka. But I don't know. Am I right, millennials in the booth?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a Smirnoff Ice, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh. And by the way, any canned vodka or canned or bottled vodka, it's never really good. It doesn't taste good. Like, I'd rather pour a freshie.
Oh, okay.
You
yeah.
know what I'm
These
saying?
Aren't for you.
No.
Well, but if you hold one and you bring it to the party,
you're in.
You're in.
Now, is yeah. there a specific flavor of White Claw that all the kids are into?
It's preference.
Preference.
Yeah.
Do you drink these?
You know, I just went to a bachelorette party. That was all they had.
Air day.
Yeah.
White
Our
Claw.
Day.
Air
yeah.
day. All day.
Air I day. Just picked the. I usually pick flavors based on the color of the can.
Sure.
So I probably went with grapefruit.
Yeah, me but, too. Yeah. Ugh, it looks so nasty. If it's anything like Zima or we used to have Boone's Strawberry Hill. You ever drink Boone's?
No.
Okay, that's like cheap flavored wines. Every generation has
as
a
their
White
own.
Claw.
Okay, okay.
Like,
so we're not original here.
Well, no, neither were we. Everything kind of instead of cigarettes, you guys are you know
Vaping.
Smoking your jewels mm-hmm. and you're drinking your bullshit. We same shit, different toilet, man. It's so funny. Except you guys are happier. I think this generation has a better a sense of joy, and it's okay not to be
I
bummed
think
out.
Millennials do, but I think Gen Z is actually darker. We're back to Ooh. Billie Eilish and Euphoria.
I
that's
love
very
it
very dark yeah
a mopey generation, and then that's because of the overparented generation.
Perhaps
the Gen Xers overparented you guys and now you guys
but
are
I was
having
a baby
kids.
Boomer parent.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, my mom was yeah baby boomers, but
oh, the boomers are the most selfish.
Yeah, people don't like the baby boomers.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Sorry, baby boomers. We're going to continue.
They're not listening to podcasts because they don't know how to find it. So that's fine. We can say whatever we want.
My parents will yeah. probably be listening.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Social media next.
Social media.
So we're on to social media.
Okay.
YouTube is always in.
Always.
It's never going to go. I mean, right now the Gen Zers are watching makeup tutorials. I know for the girls.
I like those. I watch hair tutorials. I do. Yeah. Shit. I learned how to contour.
Yeah, that's what the yeah. I watch YouTube just for like I watch like clips of late night shows or SNL or like anything. Yeah.
See, that's fascinating you say that because you know, every now and then comedians have to go on these late night shows
uh-huh.
and the goal of your going on a late night show is to make it to the internet. So it's not like nobody actually will
watch
see
it.
You. Yeah.
I watch
so
it all
crazy.
Online. Yeah.
So you just want to get like that highlight blip, like you want your funny moment to end up on the internet, which is just so crazy how it all works now.
Wow.
But anyway, it used to be just getting on the Tonight Show. Now you,
now
be...
you have to. So I didn't know. I thought everyone got on the internet. You have to be good enough to get on the internet.
Yeah.
From
now
the
you
show.
Have to, you have to say something like Tiffany Haddish had a great moment talking about smoking weed with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. And that was one of the first things. Yeah. That made
that.
It viral. And that's the kind of stuff you have to hit like a home run on a late night show to
wow.
get on the internet.
Oh yeah. That, and that's what I watch.
It's so backwards. Okay.
TikTok. Everyone wants to be TikTok famous. The younger kids.
TikTok. You don't stop.
Millennials aren't into TikTok. It's younger.
Wow.
It's younger
what?
Than us is TikTok. But for the kids that are into TikTok, it's huge.
It's huge. It is young.
Huge.
It's either, it skews in my, at least my feed, it skews extremely young, which I don't mess with
high
kids.
High school.
or very old, like 50s. Like,
well, the people you find are just incredible.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate you enjoying. Yeah. May you go ahead and look at those curations on at the Christina P on my Instagram stories. Yeah. I like to keep it fresh.
Every day. I watch them every day.
I know. Yeah. I'm so happy you do.
Snapchat, I think it's still in. I don't know. Whatever.
I feel like it's Snapchat. I downloaded two or three times. I could not figure it out. I did not enjoy it.
It's like definitely for younger than millennials, but Kylie Jenner said it was out, so it kind of...
She's now the cool...
She said it was out, so it kind of went out.
And Kylie's the new cool Kardashian.
Oh, we're going to get to Kylie.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Kylie is the biggest influencer of all time.
Okay.
She's bigger than Kim. Facebook, it's canceled.
Yeah, it sucks.
Have you heard that word, canceled?
No.
That's what you say.
I said, but I'm here for it. Do you say that?
No, but I heard you talk about it. Yeah.
I'm so here for it.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
It's canceled.
When you don't like something, when something's out, you say it's canceled.
Canceled.
It's canceled. Facebook, canceled.
It is lame. It's been lame for a minute. And for a while, the moms were on there co-opting it. There's still some mom culture on there, from what I understand.
Oh, it's all parents.
Moms.
Yeah, the parents of the kids are on Facebook.
Yeah, that got lame. It got lame. Okay. All right, back to the show.
Instagram we'll talk about in the next slide.
Huge fan.
Very popular. Now, have you ever heard like these accounts are fire?
I've heard fire.
Fire's really in too. Jennifer Aniston just got an Instagram. She broke Instagram. It was a huge deal.
I didn't know. How did I miss out? Okay.
Huge. She's all over Instagram now.
Oh, shit.
These accounts right here that I named, if you want to know what's cool, what the kids are memeing about, what's fun, these accounts. Daquan, Fuck Jerry.
I've been on Fuck Jerry.
Overheard LA.
I know Overheard LA.
The Fat Jewish. And I gave an example of each one of these. Right. So, you know, they're just...
I like these. I always enjoy these memes. They're really clever. They're quick. They're fun. Now, the Fat Jewish, there's some controversy in our comedy
because
community.
He, like, stole.
Yeah.
I know. But, and I'm not a fan of him because of that. Same. But when I interviewed people, everyone said the Fat Jewish.
Yeah,
so
see,
I felt like
people not...
They
in
don't care.
They don't care. They people don't care. In the comedy world, sometimes they don't know that thievery is completely wrong. But, okay. My cousin, Shoddy...
Wasn't Fuck Jerry the same?
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh,
they were
wow.
Behind Fire Festival.
They were behind Fire Festival.
That's right. I saw that documentary.
Me too.
On
I watched both.
And the Hulu one. Okay.
So basically, the whole point with this slide is just telling you that memes are huge and they are rapid fire. Yeah. Like one after the other. They're in one day, they're out the next. So I'm going to show you what's in right now. It involves Kylie Jenner.
I'm so stoked. Wow. Okay.
Meme, a humorous image, video, piece of text that is copied, often with slight variations, and spread rapidly by internet users.
Okay.
So the other day, Kylie Jenner posted an office tour. If you want to just click the video that went viral.
This is an office tour from her home? Or
wherever her office is. And she posted this, so you'll need to see this first to understand all the memes.
Okay. We're gonna wake Stormy up and get out of here and show you guys her room. Rise and shine.
So she was just...
That went viral?
Well, her saying rise and shine to her daughter.
Rise and shine.
Like,
rise
as if she's a superstar.
Right.
Rise
right.
and shine.
And it's a little rude to just flick on the light. Like, would you want that as your wake up? Like, here you go, asshole. Wake up. I know you're one. Like, I do a little soft open the door. Hi, baby. Good morning. You know. Rise and shine. Yeah, what a bitch. Got it. I mean, who the fuck wants to wake up to that? And why is she naked with a Chanel robe on? Like, okay, go ahead.
So that was the video. Now, if we go back to the slide... People went wild. And if you click the meme, this meme was my favorite.
Yeah.
People did all sorts of variations of the rise and shine.
I like the face with the sun. That's amazing.
Well, she made merchandise already. Like 3 days later, she has merch about rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
Yeah. And there's all these different memes about her singing Rise and Shine.
Rise and Shine.
I love it.
It's
so stupid. I love stupidity.
And if you come back, people have even, if you click the remix, she now has a song that Ariana Grande has covered.
What?
Like, this song is...
All right, we can't play that.
Okay.
That is
amazing.
So now, if we go back, I just showed, like, yeah, her merch. Like, they really took off with this whole Rise and Shine thing because it is breaking the internet.
I can't believe I missed this one. This is...
I mean, honestly, by time...
Rise and Shine.
By time now, Monday rolls around and this is released, maybe it won't be relevant, but it's super relevant
amazing.
Right now.
Now, is Alicia Keys wearing makeup yet? Has she broken that nonsense?
I don't think so.
Wait until that bitch hits 40. She'll put the makeup
on.
Is she
not 40?
No, she's in her 30s.
She must
get away
have
with
started
that.
Young.
She looks amazing.
Is she like 15 during...
Yeah.
Her
18
first
when
hit?
She's singing. Oh. And New York!
That was not 18.
It was like 18.
I was 24
the
when that came out.
Made of. What inspire you? Do you like how I say it?
Wow. Well, that's it.
This is amazing.
That's,
this is it. This
that's
is
the
end.
That was the grand finale.
That was Chase. Thank you so much.
You're
for
welcome.
Sharing.
Now you know.
I am blown away by the amount of preparation. Probably of all the people I've ever had on a podcast ever, you came so prepared, and I have so much admiration. And please do this again.
Oh, my pleasure.
I mean, I feel like I'm on the cutting edge. I'm going to go home and taunt my husband with some. I'll be like, rise and shine and see if he knows.
Sing it to your kids.
He won't know that shit.
He won't know.
He knows. No. He's fucking lame. That was so amazing. So I have some also questions for you. Being a younger person, you remember what it's like to be a teenager because it was just yesterday. Mm. How can parents... talk to their children to get them to open up as teens. Well, your parents did a good job with you. I'm just going to say that.
They
right
did.
Now.
But like what I would do different from what my parents did is they kind of told me from a very young age, drinking's bad. They don't believe that. But
right.
They just did.
That's what I do.
And so then I went into high school being like, drinking's bad. And I would like carry around a red cup with water in it. And I pretended like I drank, but I didn't. And I was like, I was so uncool because of that. And what I'm going to do is really just tell my kids from a young age, drink. And I think if you're open with them about that.
Yeah.
And like being like, yeah, like, let's try it out. Like, don't go crazy. Because the first time I drank, I didn't know. And I had 10 shots in 2 minutes.
Whoa.
Because London.
When you woke up in the hospital.
No, shockingly. But my sister she went to college. And she came home for the summer and she was like, Chase, if you don't drink, you're weird. And she.
It's true.
It's true.
I know.
And she was kind of like teaching me how to drink. Like, she told me 5 shots, which is a lot.
5.
London.
I would
so
be hospitalized.
She told me to, like, you can't have more than 5 shots. So I go to the first party of senior year and I'm like, I drink now. And and I took 5 shots in a row because I thought that's how drinking worked.
Oh, no.
And then I was like, I don't feel a thing because it was
so fast.
Immediate. And I was like, what's the, let me take 5 more. And I took 5 more. And then I was called puke face for a while.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I threw up
yeah,
everywhere.
Of course.
I threw up in people's purses. But see, I'm open enough with my parents where I would come home crying and I'd be like, I threw up. And they were okay with that.
Now, how do I foster that? Because I think making mistakes is just part of growing
yeah,
up.
Yeah. I don't know. Because my sister's really private. But for some reason, I'm able to share. I'll call my parents being like, I'm so hungover. So I don't know. It's like person to person. But I think the more you can, like, tell your kids stories about what you did and, like, it's okay and it's ha-ha.
It's not like the end of the world if you get drunk and puke at a party.
Yeah, but, like, I think they do it right in Italy where they give their kids wine from a really young age.
Yeah.
I guess you weren't asking about how do I get my kids to not drink and stuff.
Well,
but
no, I stay drug free. And
oh,
and
I'm very. I mean, Dare really did a good job in school.
It was Dare, you think?
Dare.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really listened.
Drug
to that.
Abuse resistance education. We had DARE too, and that only taught me the drugs I wanted to do. Oh,
I don't know. I think it honestly, it was my parents being like, they're bad.
Yeah, that's what I
and
do.
And then I was
early.
Really like, okay, I'll stay away.
Yeah. I do that with Ellis now. I go, see that guy? He's on drugs. Drugs are bad.
Yeah. I mean, that's what my parents did.
And then I add in things like college is fun, good credit is amazing. Heterosexuality, the way to go. Stuff like that.
The way to go. That's good parenting.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think you're doing it right.
Yeah. Of course
I don't really know. Oh, and then I told you this before we started airing, but when I would act up, my dad immediately picked me up and threw me in the pool.
Interesting.
So eventually, if he just picked me up, he didn't even need to throw me in the pool. I would just be like, I'm good. You know,
right.
It really
snapped you out of. Now, but how old are you when he was doing that stuff?
Elementary.
Elementary.
Not.
That's from your mom's.
not 2 years
So
old.
You were like tantruming or freaking out. And mm-hmm. he was like, I'm Jason, I'm throwing
you
pool.
You're going in the pool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
a
it would
really
be
good threat.
It wasn't heated. It was very cold. It would be the winter.
So the first time, he did it to you once and that was all it took?
Oh, maybe three or four times.
Oh!
Yeah.
What?
He'd pick me up. I'd be like, don't. My mom'd be like, don't do it, Kevin. Don't do it.
Oh.
So she felt bad for me.
Of course.
Yeah. It really worked.
What happened? What? Of course it worked. That's a huge threat.
Yeah.
So what led up to the first time? Do you remember?
No. You know, I don't even remember what I would be upset about. I think one time, like, I wanted to go on the computer and London was using it. Because in those days.
Yeah.
One computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you were, like, freaking out. Like, what the fuck,
I
Mom, Dad?
No, I never
You never
cursed.
Said, what the F? Yeah. No, your parents are not cursers. Or do they curse?
No, well, they just don't. They never did around me in London. Which I know you talk about.
Right.
You just talked about.
I try not to, man.
Yeah. And it's true. Because they didn't around us, I just. Again, I was like, that's bad.
Yeah, cursing's bad.
Such a, you know, I fell for it all.
You fell?
Yeah, I don't think it works on everyone.
Your older sister was like, let me tell you something.
London should have been doing the cool interview because I asked her some questions because she's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, London's
cool. We'll have her give me some cool lessons. So did you ever see your parents nude? That's a big one on this show is like, what age do I lock that up around my kids?
Not my dad, but my mom.
You never seen your dad nude? Thank God.
No. God, no.
Yeah, I know.
But my mom just...
Could you imagine that? Your dad naked's got to be rough.
Awful.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
But you saw your mom and that wasn't scarring or weird.
I don't like it when she does. Still, to this day, she just... I think it's the baby boomer generation. They were those hippies. They just undress left and right. If you go to the gym... In a locker room, it's all the older ladies that are just naked.
100%.
They have no problem.
Don't care. But that's that's also a function of like, I don't care. I'm going to die soon. You look at this.
Oh,
like,
is
I
it?
Don't care. Yeah, that's how I get. I'm like, nah. The other day I was walking around with bras in my hand. Like, I don't care. I don't mm-hmm. care.
Okay, yeah.
Ugh, you realize
you
that life is so short.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you're, you've got no integrity.
Yeah.
Okay, so your parents scared you out of drugs and alcohol, mm-hmm. and that's really good. What about, how did they keep you from hoeing around?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Just like, I mean, they shamed those type of situations. Yeah.
Fat sluts.
And then it was like, okay, nope, you don't do it.
That's good. See, I do that with my 3-year-old. Those are dum-dums. Like
mean,
when someone's breaking
young.
The rules.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were doing it that young. But
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
So they'll
be
like, you see that girl, that pregnant lady. She's a slut. Like, how did they do that? How did they... Or they just go, see that girl's dressing inappropriately? That's a slut.
Yeah, maybe, like... I don't even remember exactly, but I'm sure it was stuff like that. Like, oh, those kids are such idiots. Or, like, I remember just, like, putting them down.
Yeah, no, that's how you do it. But that's how you do it. That's good parenting.
Okay.
Now, I had some idiot write in because I saw a homeless person outside of Trader Joe's and my child was 3 and he goes, why is this lady out here? And I go, she likes the sun. You know, she's sitting out in the sun. Because You cannot explain homelessness to a 3-year-old.
Oh, it's, she likes it, the sun. Right. That's good.
She had a, you know, she has a chair.
Rise
She's outside of Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Rise and shine. And some guy emails me. He goes, you know, don't you think a more compassionate thing would be to explain homelessness as a systemic problem because Reagan deinstitutionalized them? I go, yeah, yeah. Explain that to a 3-year-old, you nut. You know what I'm saying? You cannot.
No, they're too young.
They're
It'll
too
go
young.
Over their head.
Yeah, when he's older, I will explain a more compassionate mm-hmm. worldview. But for now, hey, man, that
too
guy
young.
Breaking a traffic law who's running in the street, he's a dum-dum. That guy.
Dum-dum.
Dum-dums.
Yeah.
Because that's what they get. That's a rule breaker.
Yeah.
That's no good. Police. Yeah. Good. You see the police? Good. Yeah. Like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real
that early. You're doing really well, Christina.
I'm a grade A parent, Mom.
Yeah.
I just want my kids to turn out as well as you in London, because I think your folks did a really nice job with you, too.
But I have to say, as often as you say, oh, your parents didn't do the best job, you turned out just as amazing.
Oh, thank you.
If not more amazing.
Thank you so much. I'd like to thank my therapist for that, for a decade of intensive therapy.
So you don't, but you know, maybe it's not even the parent, it's just who you are inside.
You know, you're right. I think a lot of it is your resilience, your capability, your innate abilities to, your curiosity about your own intellectual place,
mm-hmm.
your own feelings, stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you want to change, a lot of people don't give a rip.
Because I've heard of parents who are really good parents and their kids turn into drug addicts and kill people and go to jail. And the parents do everything they can. And sometimes it's just the kid.
Kid's a rotten egg. The kid's fault.
You're doing great.
You're doing great. So thank you, Chase. Chase O'Donnell says you're doing great. And I believe her. You were babysitter. Can you give what did you observe in your time babysitting that parents are just doing wrong? What would you say is the biggie that you see?
Oh, that parents are doing
or
wrong.
Or just that you see that you're like, oof, what's something? They see everything.
Well, I mean, the family I babysit for now, I've been babysitting since I was 19, and the boys are like my brothers, so they're doing everything right. The other families I've babysat for in the past, like I babysat for a family in New York and the parents were lawyers. The kids were awful. They would make me cry.
Oh no, no.
But I cry a lot. I like a 9-year-old, I'd go home crying because they were just so mean, and it was because the parents were never there.
That's huge.
They were raised by a babysitter.
That's huge.
So what I saw was like they lived in this lovely New York Upper West Side apartment and had everything what they wanted, private school, this and that, but the parents weren't around, and they do act up.
That is so big, because children, if you're not there giving them positive attention, they'll go to the negative just to get someone to pay attention to them a lot of the time. So that makes a lot
of
sense.
And at that point, like, I was supposed to help the kids with homework and they wouldn't do it. I'd be like, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care if you do your homework.
Right. Well, you're not the mom.
I got fired. But yeah.
Yeah, but that's, you know, you're
I'm not
mom
the mom. I don't have that love. Like, if they're not going to do it, if they're going to be so mean to me that I cry.
Well, and you're also a baby. Like, you're, what, a teenager raising toddlers? That's not your responsibility.
Mm-mm.
All right. Anything else? Anything coming up? You want people to see you? What are you plugging? You got your social medias? Now that we know where to go on social media for all the cool
stuff.
Social
media, Instagram, at Chase_O'Donnell. I'm really trying to work on a brand. I don't have one yet. you'll see me evolve into one. And then, honestly, the big shows that I have are with Christina. So if you go see Christina,
that's right.
I might be there.
That's right.
And then I post the shows that I have on my Instagram and my website, ChaseO'Donnell.com. I wouldn't go there.
Great plug, Chase. So far, you're killing the social media.
And I've got a Twitter, Chase_O'Donnell. I've got a Facebook, Chase O'Donnell. Just search Chase O'Donnell.
And you're with me every Thursday at Flapper. So you can see Chase opening for me. Every week, every Thursday at Flappers Comedy Club. If you guys want to email me, go ahead. Email me at wheremymomsat@gmail.com. Leave me a voicemail.
Oh, yeah, the number for the voicemail is 213-375-5184.
Thank you. That was
3-7-1-5-1.
What's that song?
You know it.
Nope.
Yeah, well, this is maybe my parents' generation.
Is it
8675309?
That's Jenny, Gina, bitch. I know that bitch, Jenny.
Jenny,
I got your number. You fucking slut, pickle. How many people called 8675309?
Well, funny you ask.
Yeah.
I just listened to the song on the radio, and that's why it was in my head. But there was an interview with them, and at the time, everyone was calling it. Not anymore. Nobody calls it anymore.
Yeah, what's the old song?
But at the time, I think millions.
Yeah, oh, that
millions.
That person got screwed. Same with Paul's Boutique in Brooklyn. Genesis.
Why is that?
It was a Beastie Boys album. Oh. You ever heard of the Beastie Boys?
I've heard of them.
Okay.
I don't listen.
All right. Until next time, thank you, Chase O'Donnell, for showing up. We will see you very soon. I would like more updates on what's cool and what's awesome.
You got
it. And we'll see you soon. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for having me.
Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at?